From the Heart, October 3. Glorifying God. That you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Supreme love to God will be shown by every man or woman who is a true follower of Jesus Christ. We are His creatures, the work of His hands, and He is justly entitled to reverence, honor, and love. In love, with a desire to elevate and ennoble us, God provided for us a standard of obedience. In awful majesty, amid thundering and lightning, He proclaimed from Mount Sinai His 10 holy precepts. God saw the sinner's hopeless condition. He looked with sorrow upon the world, which was steadily growing more and more degraded and sinful. He could not change His law to meet our deficiencies, for He says, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips." But in His great love for the human race, in His desire that we should not be left to meet the penalty of our transgression, but that we should be elevated and ennobled, He gave us His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Christ laid aside His royal robes and came to this earth, bringing with Him a power sufficient to overcome sin. He came to live the law of God in humanity, that by partaking of His divine nature, we also might live that law. Before the universe of heaven, before the fallen angels, and before those whom He had come to save, Christ lived the law of God. By His supreme obedience to its requirements, He exalted and enforced it. By His purity, goodness, beneficence, devotion, and zeal for the glory of God, by His unsurpassed love for others, He made known the perfection of the law. By His blameless life, He illustrated its excellence. Obedience must come from the heart. It was heart work with Christ. If we draw near to God, the unfailing source of strength, we shall realize the fulfillment of the promise, "Ask, and ye shall receive." As Christ lived the law in humanity, so we may do if we will take hold of the strong for strength. As we realize that we can do nothing of ourselves, we shall receive wisdom from on high to honor and glorify God. And as we behold the glory of the Lord, we shall be changed into the same image from glory to glory.